Tuesday's talks started following a welcome ceremony outside the Great Hall of the People at the center of Beijing. After the meeting, Prime Minister Trudeau says the dialogue was very productive.
We discussed how we can work together to create jobs, strengthen both of our economies, help our growing middle classes, and grow the economies in general.
As one highlight from the meeting, China and Canada agreed to establish a mechanism whereby the heads of the two countries' governments will continue bilateral dialogues on a yearly basis going forward. The two sides have also agreed to explore the possibility of setting up a regular dialogue mechanism on the rule of law and national security in the next few years. China and Canada have already established more than 40 cooperation mechanisms at the governmental level. But Premier Li Keqiang says there is still much more potential when it comes to promoting cooperation between the two countries.
We have much more room for cooperation in the high-tech sector, in the agriculture sector. In the financial sector, our cooperation could be more comprehensive. That is why we both agreed to launch a feasibility study on a China-Canada free trade agreement.
Amid a sluggish global economy, a free trade agreement is exactly what is needed between Canada and its second largest trading partner, China. Official data from Canada show its bilateral trade volume with China saw a year-on-year contraction of 5% in the year 2015. But before starting serious talks on a free trade agreement, the two sides have one trade dispute to deal with. China is planning to impose tougher quality regulations on canola imported from Canada in efforts to prevent the transmittance of a specific disease via this Canadian agricultural product. The move is, of course, not what Canada would like to see, as it is expected to affect a large proportion of Canadian canola farmers who rely on the Chinese market for some 40% of their exports. According to the original plan, the new regulations were to take effect on September the 1st, but China has agreed to postpone them after Wednesday's meeting between Li Keqiang and Justin Trudeau. Premier Li says China has no intention of closing its doors on canola trade with Canada.
We hope producers and dealers in Canada will ensure the quality of the products for import to China. Ultimately, we should let the market decide whether a product is welcome or not. It's the same when it comes to Chinese exports.
It is expected the two sides will work hard to hammer out a solution to the dispute in the weeks ahead. Prime Minister Trudeau embarked on his week-long official visit to China on Tuesday this week, alongside attending the G20 leaders' meeting in eastern China's Hangzhou. He will also travel to Shanghai and Hong Kong as part of his first-ever China tour as Prime Minister. For CRI, this is Ding Han.